A price cap on insulin by one of the big pharma companies went into effect yesterday. The price cuts made by Sanofi will make insulin much more affordable for millions of Americans. Joining us on the record to talk about this is Antonio Chacha, CEO of 46 Brooklyn Research. That's a nonprofit that researches drug pricing. Antonio, good to have you with us on this important topic. Just how much is Sanofi reducing its insulin prices?
Well, we're looking at insulin price cuts of all major manufacturers here at the start of this year at around 70 to 80% relative to the previous list prices that were on the books as of December 31st.
So Sanofi is kind of the last of big three pharma insulin producers to fall in line here?
Well, actually, they're all doing it essentially in unison with one another. 2024 is the year that the proverbial bubble gets popped on the legacy insulin products that have been much maligned over their inflated prices over the last decade.
Why is that? Why did they cut their prices? Is it the fact that maybe trademarks or something are expired and it's kind of fair game for everybody now?
Well, in many ways, the prescription drug supply chain operates in many complicated and convoluted ways. But the thing that I think folks need to understand is that at the end of the day, we're working with publicly traded companies across the drug channel. Manufacturers sell drugs to wholesalers who sell drugs to pharmacies, who ultimately are paid by pharmacy benefit managers on behalf of insurance companies. Those five main layers are all publicly traded companies that are in the business of making more money off the drugs. Those drugs have essentially a life expectancy when it comes to patent life. Drug makers only get so much time to take money out of an exclusive patent arrangement, and then eventually generic and biosimilar competition take over. Except that's not what's happened in the insulin space, unfortunately. Inflated prices that are largely governed by kickbacks, drug makers pass them to insurance companies and government programs in exchange for preferring those drugs. As such, expensive drugs essentially never die until policy steps in, which is what happened here in 2024, where a Biden administration policy from 2021 essentially started penalizing drug makers beyond the list price of the drug, meaning that if the drug was $400, in the old system, the drug maker might have to cough up at least $400 to Medicaid programs in exchange for covering it. The Biden administration lifted a cap that essentially removed the zero wall, meaning that drug makers could have to pay hundreds of dollars to Medicaid programs in addition to offering it for free. Drug makers wanted no part of it, so they basically bowed out and they popped the bubble of the prices, thus eliminating their penalty exposure.
I guess the question that our listeners want to know the answer to is, what will this mean for me? What will my insulin cost be?
Well, unfortunately, when drug manufacturers change prices, it doesn't always mean that consumers actually save money. In fact, we saw an example of another drug that deflated in price here at the start of the year called Flovent. GlaxoSmithKline essentially was also facing these steep penalties proposed by the Medicaid drug rebate program, and they pulled their drug from the market altogether. What happened is that patients all of a sudden were left with no medicine. And so the Wall Street Journal just reported on this, that all the major insurance companies and PBMs have essentially said no to covering the less expensive versions. So ultimately, we as consumers, what we pay out of pocket is ultimately going to be dictated largely by our insurance companies, who get to pick the prices that they charge us through our benefits coverage. So even when drug makers lower prices, consumers may not actually see savings because their insurance companies and their pharmacy benefit managers are the ones who determine how much they pay out of pocket.
Well, that's frustrating. So some people may not see savings at all?
Oh, without question. This is the thing that drives me insane, is that I think onlookers to the industry say, well, a drug maker raises the price, they're rotten, and how dare they, and we're all going to pay more. Well, a lot of times drug manufacturers do take price increases to increase their profits, but at other times they're increasing their prices to increase the amount of rebates and kickbacks that they give back to insurance companies and government programs in exchange for covering those drugs. That can mean that we pay more. It can also mean that we pay less. What it means is that when prices, when drug manufacturers actually lower their prices, the impact to us could be quite variable. We might pay less, we might pay more, or our drug may not be covered altogether, which is stupid because you would think a cheaper drug should be favored by insurance companies. Actually, it's the opposite.
Wow. There is no easy answer. Antonio Chacha, 46 Brooklyn Research, an eye-opening report. Thanks for talking with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.